students protest with workers on the 2nd of November. Noyes and Duncan, lead socialist students. Runaway price rises affect students and workers. Accommodation rents are growing as the quality decreases. The numbers of students using food banks has more than doubled in 2022 from 5% to 11%. Students are waking up to the failings of privatized education and the catastrophe of capitalism. We must align ourselves with our natural allies, the working class. On the 2nd of November, the Trades Union Congress, TUC, will be protesting at Parliament. Students have the chance to join with the workers' movement. Socialist student members from universities and colleges around the country will be going. And we urge all students to do the following. Ask your student union what they are doing to support the demo. Contact campus trade unions, like UQ and Unison, to extend solidarity and coordinate transport plans. Join socialist students in our week of action following the demo. Medical student, Oxford socialist students. Never in my lifetime have I seen anything like this, a cost of living crisis, combined with political and social chaos. We have been edging towards a precipice for years. Now is the tipping point. The Trades Union Congress, TUC, protest on the 2nd of November will be vital to call for a £15 an hour minimum wage, protect the right to strike, and nationalize the energy industry to cut astronomical bills. It should be a mass demonstration, harnessing the huge discontent experienced by striking workers. Students contend with price hikes in energy, rent, and food, while struggling to access jobs. We need tuition fees to be scrapped, and we need our lecturers to be paid what they deserve for the high quality teaching they provide. The cost of living crisis is a triple-edged sword. Soaring prices and astronomical tuition fees, significantly below inflation pay rises, and continuing austerity that deprives public services, including universities, of essential resources. On the 2nd of November, students and workers must demonstrate solidarity together. Now is the opportunity to capitalize on the momentum of a growing strike wave, to push against these injustices,